right a little bit. Now it's going to work. Okay, you want to tell me again, what is your name, please?
Ross Solomon.
And how old are you?
76.
And you came to America in what year?
I came over in 1922.
Very good, thank you.
Alle vakreste ved mandlen og ergenerne med jer.
Ja, well, I took one of Pop. I took one of Pop. And it was beautiful. This was one of the reasons I wanted to take it, because I'd like to have a permanent record of you, of Pop, because you're such wonderful people. Okay, now Rojo. Tell me about your house in Europe, your home in Europe. Where did you live?
Well, in Europe, we lived in a house with somebody, in somebody else's.
Somebody else's house.
Yes.
What was the name of the town?
We live in Bamoshko-Sakovsk.
And where was that located?
Near the Tsakhan Zavod. You know, there is Tamashville, they have a fabric,
yeah.
With Motgemacht sugar.
In English, yeah.
They live in the same street.
I see. They're near.
Yeah.
The,
Yeah.
And what country was Tamashville?
Tamashville.
Is that in
Podolia Guberne?
Is that like Russia or Ukrainian?
Russia.
In Russia.
Yeah, it's not far from Odessa, from Kiev.
It's like a village?
Not a village.
It's a city?
It's a little city.
I see.
For not 4,000 people.
I see. Good enough. And what kind of a house was it that you lived in? What construction?
That's the streets. They're the streets. They didn't have no names.
No, but what kind of houses were on the
it
street?
It was very nice
was
houses.
Was it a brick house?
A brick house, and it was a big house.
Yeah.
We have a separate four rooms.
I see.
And the landlord has separate in one hall. You know.
I see. Well, was it like a boarding house?
No, but
just
a
big
house.
The big house.
We live ourselves.
I see.
And they live ourselves.
All right. And your immediate family consisted of what?
Oh, my father have a sister, but
yeah.
She is dead a long time.
But she lived with you in that house?
We used to live, the first we lived with my father's sister.
I see.
In about 4 or 5 years.
I see.
We had separate, but from one house.
I see.
Yeah.
And in your immediate family, how many brothers and sisters did you have?
Well, he didn't have a lot. He had a sister, she not my brother-in-law. They have 11 children.
This is your brother's sister?
That's my father's.
I see.
That's my father.
No, I mean in your family.
In my family?
Your family. Your mother?
My mother, my father before he died.
Yeah.
And my mother has 7 children. They died.
I see.
And 3 remains.
I see.
Yeah.
How many brothers did you have and how
I
many?
I have one brother.
Well, how many and how and
that
many
wasn't my mother have a little boy.
Yeah.
But he died when he was 8 weeks old.
So. I see. So you had one brother, an
one
older
brother
and a younger
sister.
I see. Good enough. What kind of work did you do there?
There. In Tamaspil, they don't have to work.
Yes.
Because they have their... it wasn't too much to live there, not expensive.
Oh, I see. So what did your father do?
My father was, used to go to Kiev contracts, He used to go there every year.
Yeah.
To give a contract, to make business there.
I see.
And we did. To go like this, you were.
I see.
And my father was a very smart man.
Uh-huh.
They used to come to him, parades, he made a living.
I see. Yeah. Very, very good.
Yeah.
What kind of languages? What languages were spoken in your
Russian.
Home? Russian.
And Jewish.
And Jewish.
That's all.
I see.
My father, he used to talk Polish, Russian. He's a very educated man.
I see.
And I'm glad boys.
Very good. Okay. What kind of school did you have? What kind of schooling did you have?
Food.
The school. Did you go to school?
Yeah. Was a four-class gymnasium.
Yeah.
Then it was a училище, It used to be a teacher and to keep like here, Peabody.
Yeah.
And other, I went there. 1 year, not more.
I see.
Not more.
Okay. Did you go to a synagogue in Europe? Did you go to shul in Europe?
Sure, we have all our shul.
What kind of a synagogue did you go to?
We have a besmedrish.
Is that a big
like the bachelor?
Yeah, all right.
And we have like a charter shul.
I see. So which one did you attend?
The girls didn't go. But the parents used to go to the smedrish.
I see. Good enough. How were your was your relationship with the Gentiles, with the non-Jewish families in the city?
Just from the school.
Your association with the school.
Not very much.
I see. Did you belong to any political organization?
There.
I see. Did you belong to any social clubs or other groups?
No.
Your parents?
No. My parents neither. And I tell you, we have a whole lot of hobbies, girlfriends.
Sure.
We spend, that was very good, very interesting.
That's really. What was your the relationship of the government toward the Jewish people at that time?
Nothing.
Very poor.
Huh?
Very poor.
Nothing.
Were there pogroms when you were in Europe?
That was one moving picture. Mm-hmm. One man never moved,
Yeah.
Every week.
No, this isn't what I meant. The government.
No, he didn't. After all, I wasn't old enough.
No, but did they abuse the people? Did they have programs where they killed the people? Or did they leave the Jewish people alone?
They leave the people alone. But after the Green Revolution, you wouldn't
yeah,
say
the
that
revolution, you're lying. The revolution was when?
The revolution was in 1914, I think.
Who was the ruler?
It was a Hungarian change. It was not Hungarian. From German, or from the Plenikis.
Yeah.
You know what's in the Plenikis?
No, explain it.
They, like here, if the soldiers,
yes,
they ran away from the... They used to go in the little cities and be there.
I see. Yeah. Tasted like dessert.
That's all.
When did you start thinking about coming to America?
the minute my father passed away.
Yeah.
Yes, Amaglach and Gonsham to my brother.
Well, when did your brother come to America?
My brother, I think, came 1912.
I see. And why did he come to America?
Because he had a girl, and the girl went to America.
I see. How old was he at that time?
My brother was about 18 years, or maybe less, or maybe more.
And you were how old when your father passed away? How old were you when your father passed away?
I was about 16 years, something like that.
I see.
My father was very young, very young. I think he was about 59 years or 58 years.
So you came to, what, you came to America to be with your brother?
I came to America, my brother sent us the ship's carcass.
Uh-huh.
And he took us a year time. I was with my brother, me and my mother, and my sister. Then I started to work here. The first job I started to work in Nolander and Lewis.
Let's wait, please, on that, huh? Were you and your mother and family part of a group that came to America?
He was by my brother.
No, when you were coming to America to meet your brother.
Yeah.
When you were still in Europe.
Yeah.
Did you come only your family, or were there more people?
Just only my family.
I see.
My brother sent us in the ship's car to everything.
I see. How did you get from your city to the boat? How did you travel?
He came over to New York.
No, before that. Before you got on the boat, did you travel by horse and buggy?
There we went to Ibravosa. I was a year time. I was in Romania.
Yeah.
A year time.
What did you do in Romania that year?
In Romania, when we was a year in Soroka,
yeah.
Then we went away to Bucharest.
I see.
But so there get over till we took the visa.
Yeah.
So I worked in a factory like in Joe's factory.
Is that so?
In 11 months.
Yeah.
I made money there.
I see.
I wasn't
sleeping
in the car.
No, I can see that.
I still remember that boss, Domnie Supreme.
Uh-huh.
I come in and I say, Domnie Supreme, I'm going to America. So I start like this. They want to say, boy. In Romanian they say, oh, with you, in some as a good maid, as a good handsome
man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't work no more in your place.
So where did you go from Bucharest?
From Bucharest.
Yeah.
And they give us the visa.
Uh-huh.
We went to Antwerpen. Mm-hmm. The main. And
where did you catch the ship?
In Antwerp.
Antwerp. I see.
That's in the port.
I see. Do you remember the name of the
Antwerp?
That was the name of the ship?
Yeah.
I see.
When they give us the ship's card.
Yeah.
And we have the ship that stuff in the ship.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter and all of us, when they give me stamps.
Yeah.
Is on the Airbus to Antwerp.
I see.
And daughter and I'm going to send to
the ship. You were there 10 days, yeah.
Yeah, 10 days to the ship.
Uh-huh.
Have to leave.
So where did they put all you people up? Where did they put? Where did you sleep at this time?
In Antwerpen.
Yeah.
The chef's quarters.
You stayed right.
That was that they should give us a place to sleep and everything.
Uh huh.
If they give you a chef's quarters.
Yeah.
They give you like here if you're going in somewhere.
Yeah.
That's smart.
I see.
The same thing we have.
Uh huh. Well, did one person take care of giving you these tickets, or did a group of people take do it?
My brother sent.
He sent me, yes, I know.
In so for so long it here, bis mir seine gekommen, haben wir gedacht, noch einmal schicken die Chefskarte.
I see.
They should make him over because we couldn't get a visa.
I understand.
That was very hard to get a visa.
I see.
In that time, they sent us again the Chefskarte. We come over with the ship, and I'm given as a IS, where all the immigrants came around.
Yes, like Ellis Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Dortmund, I'm given, and my brother came over and took us in there, and we came over to Pittsburgh.
I see. What kind of, what did you bring to America from Europe with you? What kind of objects? What did you think was important enough to bring to America?
To bring the point?
Yeah, like, what kind of clothes, or what was so important that you had to bring with you?
That time.
Yeah.
Is given, if you have the visa, really.
Yeah.
Is given good.
Uh-huh.
You take clothes there, you pay a dress or two dresses.
Yeah.
And I came over here with the Antwerpen the clothes.
Ah, I see.
Since then, here I didn't work 13 days. And I came over.
Yeah.
The discount, 13 days I didn't work. And then I went. There was you remember Rick's? Rick's had got ice cream and...
Yes, I remember they had a plant.
Forbes Street. Forbes.
Yeah. Is that where Paper Craft used to be? Is that where Paper Craft used to be?
No, I didn't know from a Paper Craft that time. They used to be in Southside and Northside. No. Well, I came over in a lunch maid.
Yeah.
She saw me the job, Hollander and Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a pants factory.
You were in a what?
Pants factory.
A pants factory?
Yeah.
All right.
But I was so skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so a mother.
Sure.
When I used to care a bundle with pants.
Yeah.
And I fall tonight.
Surely you were too exhausted.
Yeah. Doctor is doing worse in hospital. I got them sharp, I got
Yeah.
Hollander and Louis, they was two German Jews.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, a Jew, but I'm right in the corner, treading, drops and take. I couldn't talk.
Surely.
So. Also auf der Red between German, aber schon kommt zu der Reihe wissen, wo sie meinen.
Yeah, but surely.
Alles entgegen.
And where did you say this was located?
In Vorburg.
That
in
was Alder and who?
Hollander and Louis was the Mercy Hospital, weißt du wie das ist?
Yeah.
In that factory is er angegangen, the wind is in Mercy Hospital.
I see. Very interesting.
Yeah.
So,
The Windes was, you saw in Mercy Hospital, the way everything is well, I was getting so weak, and I couldn't do nothing. I came to the Hollander and lawyers, and looked to me. Office. Mm-hmm. I was raw freight.
Really?
Maybe he's gonna tire me.
Right.
Look, look. You talk Jewish. You understand German. You have a shy word. How long you to need it?
Surely, I understand.
Eventually, will come. How long you in this country? You had long enough. How long? So 13 days. Oh my, and you don't know how to talk. All right, Zucker, I tell you this. I'm afraid to keep you. We all love you here. We all love the work that you're doing. And you're so nice and everything is so clean around you. But you have to go to the doctors.
Uh-huh.
If they'll sign, that's nothing wrong with you.
I see, baby.
So I will keep you.
They were concerned for your health.
I can go against Dr. Sauber, Dr. Linda Duffer, Dr. Camille. You know, Dr., you are a lucky girl. I'm gonna take a day off. A millionaire. I'm gonna take you to the Mercy Hospital. And it wouldn't be one doctor, they shouldn't examine you. I don't have no money to pay. What shall I say? You don't have to pay. That's my expense. No, but then he took me over to the Mercy Hospital.
Yeah.
In not much. I need a delayed cutting table, an operation table.
Yeah.
They took out the clothes from me.
Yeah.
They call a certain young man. They give me something to eat.
Yeah.
Test. That. They put their arm here.
Right.
They didn't see the arm. They just see my bones from the heart. So when Dr. Swart, Dr. Sainz, Dr. Buchanan, there are some.
Amazing how you remember these. Yeah.
And in the meantime, I'm so much afraid. Do you have any relations with a doctor? So, and that's your brother's doctor. Ugh, I wasn't sick. I don't have a doctor with Remy. Well, Dr. Oeschenzer, you know.
Yes.
Says, of course, and I'll have a shape as a cause. I saw Dr. Oeschenzer was coming here. He was intern in Montefiore Hospital.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. He said, he came over there and Jürgen Luchmors read all this.
In English.
Talk over everything with the doctors and with read very schlecht in English. Talk over with the doctors, everything.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not afraid.
Uh-huh.
A person dies once.
Right.
But I want to know.
All right.
Yeah, let me not sleep in the dark.
All right.
So, all right. Dr. Oeschenzer was standing. Okay. So, Dr. Swab, the first round, he came over. He's a Jewish doctor. He came over. And he tried my heart.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I want to tell you something. Morris,
uh-huh.
He calls him Morris.
Yeah.
I only wish I should have a heart like this girl. Believe
funny.
Me, the girl, she's hungry. She don't eat enough.
Uh-huh.
She'll start to eat. Then you'll see.
They gave you a clean bill of health.
They give me a perfect signature to Dr. Lewison and you say you could take another responsibility. Nothing wrong with that girl.
So she's what happened? Did he take you back to work or did you
right
decide?
Right away.
Uh-huh.
Right away. And in 3 months I gained 12 pounds.
I see.
I used to take bottle of it, sweet cream and drink.
Right.
So was there a chair lady, a skinny.
Uh-huh.
She used to be jealous. She'd say, "What you eating? What you give? What you gave him?" I'd say, "Well, I want my job. I have to eat."
So how long did you work at that first job?
I worked a year time.
A year.
Then, when Ehrlich, Heiner do Ehrlich,
er
gestorben.
He
died.
Ehre,
Ehrlich said, he will not see as his landslider should work in a fence factory. I'd not belong here.
Oh, I see.
I'm not belonging here.
All right, how were you the landlady? How did he turn you the landlady?
What do you mean?
He said that he didn't want to see his landlady who were working in the pants factory?
His landlady, landlady.
Oh, I see. That's
so nice for him. I should work.
I see.
I'm bigger than him.
I see.
In right away, he give me a job in Kaplan's.
Kaplan's?
In Logenstein.
Doing what?
In Logenstein, the baker shop.
Yeah, I see.
So I was working in store.
Yeah.
I was the first girl. I used to come and open the store. Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock in the morning. Ehrlich came over with the truck and took me because that time was here very rough. All that with troubles.
Oh, what kind of troubles were here?
Here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, what happened?
After that First World War.
Yeah, so what made it so bad here?
I don't know, they killed people. So.
Well, see, this is what we want to know. See?
Well, that's mostly riots with everything.
Really?
Oh,
I didn't know.
Oh, so it was dangerous to go in the evenings.
I didn't know.
Sure.
This.
So they gave him a place for Kepler. He gave me that good job and I made good money. And then, in a year later, Fisherman used to have a delicatessen store in Center Avenue.
I see.
He used to come in. He wanted to go to work him. He'll give me $10 a week more. I said, "That's all right, I'll go."
Very good.
I live in Cliff Street,
uh-huh.
So I don't have to spend cut checks.
I see.
And I don't want to go at night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going in the morning, and I'll go in time home. Good.
Fine. Very good.
And I worked there a year. Daughter, my husband fell in love there with me.
I see, a fisherman.
And then I was married. My wedding was in 1925.
I see. Well, yeah. It was fast worker.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
1925.
Very
1922
nice.
1922, and 2 jobs. And then I was married.
How much money did you make with your first job?
For a job is given, they paid plenty because I tell you why, that was after the First World War.
Yeah.
And they didn't have no teachers, you know.
Uh-huh.
I made in 5 days.
Yeah.
I $50, $60.
And how many hours did you have to work for that?
We worked from 8 to 5.
I see.
Not bad.
Did you work on Saturdays and on Jewish holidays?
Saturday just a half a day.
I say. Jewish holidays?
A Jewish holiday, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you religious, Not very. I see. All right, good enough. Did you belong to any kind of a union, a trade union?
I belonged to a union, but I forgot in the paper track.
The first 5 years. There was no pants union?
No, that time, the pants of the Gdavki Union.
Uh-huh. No. And what became your life's work?
Hmm?
Your life's work.
I like to live.
No, what when you got married, what did you do? You became a storekeeper?
When I get married, my husband have a store with his brother.
Yes.
And he have his house.
Uh-huh.
So I live in my living room.
Yeah.
Bis mir haben gemocht in my office.
I see. But you were like you were a storekeeper.
I never stopped working.
I know.
I never stopped working. And when we didn't have the store, I worked at somebody else. I worked in Hazelwood Avenue, in Second Avenue.
Yeah.
I worked by Morrison, by Sam Osgood.
I see.
I worked there, but I didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
Because they just came and they took everything in credit.
Yeah.
And I wasn't used to it. I used to fight around with my boss. I say, look, that man, that Philip, comes in and he don't take one pack of cigarettes, but a whole car, mark it down. I used to take the cigarettes and throw them out. You know.
Well, where was your first home?
Hmm?
Where was your first home when you came to Pittsburgh?
My first home for myself.
For your, when you came with your family, what was your first home in
Your father-in-law.
By Sam Katz.
By Sam Katz.
On where was this house located?
Cliff Street, 1827.
I see. What kind of a house was it?
It was a wonderful house. Good
and
house.
The
a
neighbor
good house.
Was the what was the neighborhood like?
The neighborhood.
Yeah.
Jewish neighborhood.
A Jewish neighborhood.
Yeah.
I see. And how long did you live there?
My brother lived there, but two Sam Katz sold us.
I see. Then you lived there because your brother lived there first.
Yeah. And I moved to Cliff Street. I want to live separate.
I see.
I made money and I don't want to live with my brother.
I understand. Where, so was your mother
I took
still?
My mother and my sister, and I went and we live up on the 12th floor, beautiful rooms, Cliff Street was there, beautiful. And
was there anything about life in America? Tell me, is your name the same now as it was when you first came to America?
They call me you know how many names they call me. My name is Rochel.
Yes.
But as when I came over here to take my citizen papers.
Yeah.
Ruchel is a bad name to spell.
Right.
So, a sign was.
I see.
That's no way.
All right, but your name, your last name at that time was what?
My
maiden name.
The nation before I married.
Yes. And
Goodman.
I see.
Yeah.
That was Rochel Goodman.
I'll tell you, I have four names.
Yes.
I have Rochel, Leia.
Yeah.
That's two names.
Yeah, right.
Because in the time they come up, why I have to have Rochel, Leia. But the Pioneer women, they call me Rach.
Oh, very nice, very fancy.
I'm telling you. And here is Rosa. That's all.
I see. What first impressed you, Rochel, when you came to America?
From there.
Yeah, when you first landed in America, what first impressed you?
Sotan Dermatolis, in fact.
What was
I was so happy.
Yeah.
I was so glad. You know, here in Santa Avenue. The tears before was so nice, like in Squirrelly.
I see.
They used to go Saturday night, we have here a Lenders Theater.
Uh-huh.
Every Friday night, me and my husband went to the theater, the Jewish shows.
Very nice.
And it was so the lights in Center Avenue was beautiful.
I see.
And everybody was so friendly. This, and I saw you, can't understand
you in English.
I